next time by in Senior National Heavy, away and racing, and from the pole it's Selwood who gets the jump. Selwood out in front as they work their way down into turn number two already. Single file right throughout the field now as Selwood has the pressure being applied to him by Dunbar. So Terry Selwood starting from the pole. The lap record holder here at Grenfell is Rick Selwood. He's coming out of position number 12 in the 27 cart. So we'll see how he progresses up through the field as it looks like he slots into fifth place as he heads into the infield section. Oh, Selwood! He makes the move up the inside there and then spins. He'll drop to the very tail of the field. So Rick Selwood still looking like he hasn't got the tyres up to temperature. He will now give away a huge disadvantage. Over 11 seconds behind 12th place Mark Dunbar. Sorry, 11 seconds behind the leader and 6 seconds behind Mark Dunbar, who is in 12th position. The P-plater in the P56 card. So as the leaders work their way across the start-finish line once again, it's Kieran Doran in the 17 card who now takes the lead from Terry Selwood. Then it's back to David Dunbar, Rick Noyan, Dean O'Brien ahead of Beremy Churchland. Then it's Mitch Meredith, Jake Goodyear, Wayne Ogilvy, Kyle Busch, Jeremy Lavely, Mark Dunbar and Rick Selwood now round out the running order. So off to an interesting start here as lap number 3 goes into the book. And it is still out in front, Kieran Doran in that 17 car, who leads the way. So as he works onto the back straight now, has a handy advantage, just on 1 second, the difference between first and second position currently. He works through the infield once again. Best battle on the circuit is shaping up to be the battle for third between David Dunbar and Dean O'Brien in the 53 cart, who has made the pass now on Dunbar. Noyan, Churchland and Goodyear. Goodyear back there in this battle, four-cart battle for fifth position, involving Mitchell Meredith as well in that 23 cart. So that battle continues on now as lap number 5 about to be completed, and Kieran Doran continues to lead the way from Selwood, O'Brien, Dunbar, Noyan, Churchland, Goodyear, Meredith. Then it's Ogilvy, Busch, Lavely, Dunbar. That's Mark Dunbar now dropping to the tail end of the field as Rick Selwood has made the pass. So a great opening to the Crutches IGA Senior National Heavy, heat number 1. 5 laps in the book, 10 laps the journey as they work their way across the start-finish line. Doran not having any problems at all out in front. Kieran Doran establishing a good, solid run out in front of the field from O'Brien. Race leader out to a 1.6 second lead as he heads down the back straight. Working into the pit turn once again and is looking in great form here as the leader, Kieran Doran, in that 17 cart. He works hard on that last lap, a 37.0. The fastest man on the circuit currently is Dean O'Brien in the 53 cart, who's up into second place. He's 1 second behind Kieran Doran now. So Doran is going to come under some heavy pressure here in the latter part of this race. He comes to the line now as there's 2 laps to go. Kieran Doran in the 17, he's lost about another half a second from his lead as they come out of the infield towards that start finish line. Doran is your race leader. O'Brien down 0.6 of a second behind. Then it's back to Selwood, Dunbar, Nguyen, Churchland, Goodyear, Ogilvy, Bush, Meredith. Then it's Lavelle, Selwood, right nose to tail. But we concentrate on the leaders as they come down to the back straight. Into the hairpin, some great viewing there into that hairpin from the viewing stand. And we can see as they head towards the infield that it is Doran with O'Brien right on his back bumper. The 17 of Kieran Doran leading the way. O'Brien now looks to the inside as they head down to turn number 2. Not close enough to make the pass on that occasion. And he pulls back into line as they head around the back of the circuit now and onto the back straight. Doran has a small advantage. What can O'Brien do? Into the braking zone, into that hairpin now. Can't make your move, so they're into the infield. Doran leading the way. Checkered flag at the ready. O'Brien, he's tried extremely hard, but at the line, it is 0.053 of a second. Doran holding off O'Brien. Selwood back there in third. That's Terry Selwood in the 46. Then it's the 81 of Dunbar, followed by Churchland in the 22. Nguyen, Goodyear, Ogilvy, Bush, Meredith, Rick Selwood, Jeremy Lavler, and then Mark Dunbar rounds out a great field to kick off Senior National Heavy, sponsored by Crutches IGA. I'd like to thank Crutches IGA for their support. It's the award-winning Crutches IGA, opens 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA, Grenfell, proudly supporting the community. Open Performance getting set to go out onto the circuit now. Open Performance. Open Performance, sponsored by the Canberra Kart Shed. Looking good for a start as they form up. Mark Townsend in the 13, Eddie Ruiz in the 26. We'll start from the front row. Then it's Brett Staples in the 4 with Steve Martin in the 12. Greg Williams in the 15, Jake Lambie in the 2, and Peter Beaton in the 60 starts from position number 7. Looking good now as they get set for a start. Away and racing, and it's Ruiz who gets the jump in that Ruiz Construction Apex Real Estate Kart. Big pile up into turn number 2. No one off the circuit though, as Ruiz leads the way, but charging up through the field, Greg Williams trying to make a few spots early. Ruiz leaves the door open there as the Ass Valley Earthworks car dives through. And that will be Steve Martin in the 12, who'll lead us through on lap number 1. Martin sideways as he comes across the start finish line from Ruiz. Townsend has the pressure being applied by Brett Staples, and Staples will jump up into third position in that Canberra Kart Shed's kart. Now Townsend trying to fight back as Lambie in the SMP security kart also tries to make his move forward now. Martin, your race leader. Ruiz in second position. Ruiz back there having to withhold the charge from the forecart of Brett Staples, and Staples gets a nose inside him coming onto the start finish line, but can't make the pass. Now Staples down the inside once again into turn 2. He slows himself down here. That's going to give Townsend an opportunity to pounce. And also Lambie back there trying to make a move on Townsend at the same time. Open Performance Racing brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. And up the inside, Staples makes the move on Eddie Ruiz. And Ruiz shuffled back down to third position now. All the while, Steve Martin has opened up a buffer. But Staples closes it down almost immediately as he's on the pace here. Looks to the inside of Martin, and Staples up the inside, 3 wide further back in the pack as they head into turn number 2. And now Mark Townsend is up into third position in the 13 cart, has worked his way up into third as Martin is shuffled back to second, and Brett Staples is your new race leader. Lap number four about to be completed as the race leader looks down. He's got clear track ahead of him. Oh, making a dive, a big lunge there. Looked like Eddie Ruiz might have been involved in that one. Tried to make a lunge up the inside of Mark Townsend that time, and he will now fall all the way to the back of the field. So Staples out to over a 2 second advantage now as Townsend sits in second. Lambie's back there in third and up into fourth place. Peter Beaton in the 60 cart now working his way forward as Lambie makes the move on Mark Townsend, and Beaton's now going to try and jump through the hole, but no, Beaton has the door slammed. Working their way down into the hairpin, the battle for second. Lambie is still holding off Townsend. Townsend in that 13 cart sits back there with Beaton falling back. Williams the next cart through. Ruiz has got past Martin, who is really struggling now. He can't get the speed out of that cart. In fact, he's struggling to get any speed at all as they work their way up through the hairpin. Our race leader is still Brett Staples. Lambie, Townsend, all now spread out around the circuit. Staples leads the way. Lambie second, Townsend third. Beaton is now in a comfortable position in fourth as Williams isn't catching up. Ruiz and then Martin trailing on the field, and Steve Martin quite frustrated in that Yass Valley Earthworks cart. So as the lap number eight about to be completed, Brett Staples leading the way from the SMP security cart of Jake Lambie. Then it's back to Mark Townsend. Further back then, Beaton, still not any pressure being applied to him by Greg Williams. Ruiz is certainly going to be frustrated that he threw it all away going into turn two, and Steve Martin now pulls off the circuit, so Martin has withdrawn from the event. Across the start finish line with the white flag out, Staples' lead has extended now to 3.7 seconds, so Staples well out in front as Townsend closes in on Lambie. So Lambie in second. Oh, he makes a mistake. And Townsend is through up into second as they head down the back straight for the final time. And Lambie, his cart seems to be faltering now, and Beaton might have a lunge at him before the end of the run. But it's Staples who takes the victory. Brett Staples with the win. Mark Townsend home in second. Jake Lambie in third. Peter Beaton in fourth. Then it's back to Greg Williams, behind him Eddie Ruiz, rounding out the field. The Open Performance Heat number 1, proudly brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. For all your karting parts and engine needs, see Brett Staples for karts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and engines. Brett also specialises in kart setup and repairs and has an engine dyno. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Junior National Light heading out onto the circuit now for their first race of the morning. Junior National Light proudly sponsored by the Grenfell Bowling Club. So as they form up on the circuit, if you're feeling dry or need a bite to eat or just want to roll a few down on the green, drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere in their newly renovated premises. The Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of Junior National Light and Heavy here at the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. So as they form up now, it'll be Josh Hemphill in the 17 who starts from the pole. One lap away from a start. It's Sean Wiglin in the 70 car who starts the outside of the front row. Luke Wrigley and Cody Boulding are on row number two. Jack Dare and Charlotte Poynting. Then it's Michael Selms, Lachlan Chancellor, Josh Fife and Emily Kilpatrick with Jacob Gavin. The final kart on the circuit in that 56P kart. So looking for a start here. Good jump off the start from the inside of the front row. Josh Hemphill comes and grabs the lead. Like going into turn number two. And it is a good battle now between race leader in Josh Hemphill and also Cody Boulding, who's made the move up into second and now wants to have a crack at the lead. So as they work their way through the infield for the first time, it will be Boulding who leads the way. He gets past Hemphill, but Luke Wrigley in the 64 dives up the inside of them heading into turn number one, and he is your new race leader. So Luke Wrigley now leading the way here in the early going of Heat 1 of the Junior National Light. So as they head down the back straight, Wrigley just starting to pull away from Boulding now. Works through the infield. Boulding trying to close up that gap. Back there in third, it looks like Wiglin has made the pass in the 70 car ahead of the 17 of Hemphill. So he is starting to fall back a ways and falling into the clutches of Lachlan Chancellor in that 22 cart, who runs in fifth position. Then further back you have Dare, Fife and Kilpatrick all trying to battle it out for that sixth position. So as the leaders head back into the infield once again, race leader is still Luke Wrigley in the 64 across the start finish line. He has 0.6 of a second, almost 0.7 of a second lead over Cody Boulding in the 19 cart. Boulding just running a fraction slower than Wrigley at the moment. Last lap for Wrigley is a 35.802 to Boulding's 35.865. So Wrigley just out in front and looks like he might be extending his advantage through as they cross the line once again to complete lap number four. Wrigley now in the 35.5s whilst it was a 35.7 for Boulding. So further back in the field now, good pass up to fifth position now is Josh Fife over Jack Dare. So they have had a good battle further back in the pack. Half race distance now complete by Luke Wrigley, who has got Boulding still in second place, but now that 70 card of Stuart Wiglin. Wiglin now is closing in and could be putting a serious challenge on the back of Cody Boulding. And Wiglin tried to go to the inside, which made him the outside of the kink before the back straight. So Wiglin now just putting himself in position. Boulding running wide, coming off the hairpin, has to maintain that position. Wiglin trying everything he can to grab second position. Boulding running the ripple strip as they come into turn number one. It'll be a race down the front straight, but Boulding has the pace and will maintain that position. Another change in positions further back in the field. Kirkpatrick has made the pass on Poynting. So Poynting now just shuffled back one spot in that 25 cart. Dare also back a spot to Fife as Chancellor. Oh, and Wiglin I think has spun. So as the leader comes across the line, Cody Boulding now second place and he's all by himself. Hemphill and Chancellor nose to tail. Then further back, you've got Fife and Dare continuing on their good battle. They stay nose to tail as they head down the front straight. But it looks like Hemphill is going to be under siege here in a moment. The leader heads into the infield once again. The best battle on the circuit is the battle for fifth place. As in fact, it's for third, fourth, fifth, and sixth place. As Hemphill has made the pass on Chancellor, Fife and Dare still battling it out now, and Stuart Wieglin, well, he's running out of laps to try and get himself back up into a competitive position. Hemphill in third now has got pressure being applied to him by the 22 of Chancellor, but Chancellor has been swamped going into the S's that time, and he will find himself shuffled back a spot to Josh Fife. Last lap started for Luke Wrigley in the 64, leading the way from Boulding. Then it's back to Hemphill, Fife, Dare, Chancellor down to 6th place now. And all that dicing is allowing Wieglin to catch up as, oh, good move, diving in there. Dare looks like he might have made a move up one spot. The checkered flag at the ready as the leader heads through the infield, but the battle is for third as the car's catching back markers now. And that has shuffled everything up. I think you'll find Dare's going to come up to third as Wrigley takes the win. Boulding home in second, and through to third, Jack Dare started the last lap in fifth place and picks up two spots here in the late part of that run. Hemphill is home in fourth, then it's Fife in fifth, Chancellor in sixth. Getting set for a start now. Mitchell Crook will start from the pole here as we get set for a combined Clubman Light, Clubman Super Heavies. Not quite ready, they're not quite all in formation yet. So, waiting to see. The 66 hasn't fired up yet. 66 just trying to get his cart fired. So it's Marion Croft is the cart that's just being pulled back, so we might be right for a start this time by. Clubman brought to you by Clubman brought to you by Caltex Grenfell. Ready for a start, and away. Croak gets the jump. Logan goes with him, but sliding up the inside. Jackson Delamont in the four looks to be pushing the point and heads on the inside up into second position. So Delamont runs in second. That puts Logan back down into third as they work their way around into the back straight for the first time. As they work through the infield, Croak gets himself a handy buffer here over Jackson Delamont in the forecart. Then it's back to that 77 of Mitchell Gattenby, who now goes up ahead. Peter O'Mealy, Darren Miller. Then it's Robert Miller. Bruce Otter is up there into second. Brendan Post, Brad Miller, Benjamin Boots, Craig Talby, and then Thomas Shade rounds out the running order. So Logan in the 15, not out on the circuit, and the 66 of Marion Croft, as we said, didn't get that cart started that time. So Croak with a dominating performance here early, Jackson Delamont. You could see his hand just go to the carburetor that time. He's looking to try and adjust his carburetor mixtures, changing the air fuel ratio to try. Oh, red flags are out. So the red flag is out, and silver will bring this race to a halt as the red flags out on the circuit. Didn't see the reason for them, but red flag is out on the circuit, and Mitchell Gattenby just spinning out there. Cart's going straight back into the pit lane there after only three laps completed. Didn't see the reason for the red flag, but it'll be interesting to find what has caused this problem. So Jackson Delamont was up to second at that red flag. And I can't honestly see the reason for the moment, but Silver obviously quite concerned with something around the back of the circuit there. Driver up and about. So, like to thank the Caltex Servo Station in Grenfell. The Caltex Servo situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Stephen Trudy before you head home. Fill up with all the essentials for the road trip. The Caltex Servo Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Kart Club. Alright, as we get set for the resumption of racing here, it will be the Tag Restricted, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. So, it's Eric Reeves in the 66 to start from the pole. Jonathan Dawson in the 23 beside him. Adrian Hogan in the 7. Then it's Anthony Barry in the 17 from position number 4. Peter Whale in the 13 starts out of position number 5. Brendan Hyde in the 4 starts out of position number 6. The 24 of John Noyan out of 7. Paul McCabe in the 8 starts out of position number 8. Christopher Wikes in the 9 starts from position 9. Matthew Whale in the 96 starts out of position number 10. Robert Hogan in the 6 starts out of 11. The 18 of Glenn Bullman starts out of position number 12. And the 50P of Clint Everingham is out of the race already. So that's no good for the Wagga driver. So Eric Reeves bringing him round very slowly. Dawson on the outside. Reeves from Canberra. Dawson from Canberra. So two Canberra drivers on the front row here. And Reeves gets the good jump. Hogan goes with him. That's Adrian Hogan, the 7, that'll stick on the inside. But it's a jump by Reeves. But Dawson drives round the outside. The 6 card of Robert Hogan now in trouble on the infield as stacks on the mill further back. One card off the circuit. And that card, well, it's going to fail to proceed. So unfortunately, one driver out by turn number 2. As they work their way through the infield, Dawson leads the way in the 23 cart. Then it's back to Adrian Hogan, but Dawson gets on the ripple strip, going past the start finish line, and that's going to cost him a lot of momentum, and up the inside, Adrian Hogan will take the lead. So Adrian Hogan is your new race leader in cart number 7. Behind him, Jonathan Dawson now has Peter Whale in that 13 cart. The Dubbo driver trying to make his move forward. But Whale just not quite close enough to put the pressure on at the moment. Reeves dropped back another spot to Noyan. So Reeves sliding that cart around the circuit, trying to get himself tire temperatures up and running. So two Canberra drivers at the front of the field, Hogan and Dawson, but Whale closes in on Dawson, and Whale in the number 13 cart looking to put the pressure on as he works his way through the infield now. Race leader, Adrian Hogan in cart number 7. The 23 of Dawson has Peter Whale right on his back bumper now. Noyan, Reeves, then it's Robert Hogan. Of course, Robert Hogan had that drama off the start. He's managed to catch the field and now makes his way up into fifth position as he completes the pass into turn number 2. They work down the pit straight and into the hairpin once again. Race leader is Adrian Hogan, who works up the back straight and continues to lead. Dawson back there in second continues to hold on to that spot for the moment. As Dawson working his way through turn number 2, just not quite close enough to be able to get away from Hogan and close up on the race leader, and that gives Whale a big opportunity now to try and grab third position away. So again, Dawson slow through the infield. Whale with a good run comes on to the front straight with good momentum, but just not enough to keep up with Dawson in that 23 card. Reeves and Whale make their move up. Robert Hogan, who's had more troubles now, has fallen back again. He's dropped about 4 or 5 positions on that last lap. So as the leader comes up to complete lap number 6, it's still Adrian Hogan, Dawson, Peter Whale in the 13. Following him, the 24 of John Noyan. Then it's Reeves. Back then to Matthew Whale, Christopher Wikes, Paul McCabe in the 9 card has got Robert Hogan now back in front of him. Then it's back to Bullman, Barry, and Brendan Hyde. Cart number 4 was that cart that dove off the circuit on lap number 1. So as the leader across the line once again, a 32.6 for Adrian Hogan, his last lap, a 33.2 for Jonathan Dawson, a 33.7 from Whale. So the fastest man currently on the circuit is race leader Adrian Hogan. Robert Hogan, the second fastest man on the circuit with a 32.8, as the carts working their way towards lap number 8. Completing lap number 8 now is the 7 card of Adrian Hogan. Hogan out in front, ahead of Dawson, Peter Whale are your top 3. 2.7 seconds separating Hogan, who leads the way in cart number 7, and Dawson in the 23 cart, who sits back there in second place. So as the white flag at the ready here, leader comes through. He's coming up onto the back of the 17 of Anthony Barry. So Barry now looking like he's about to go a lap down. Dawson still holding off Whale, the Dubbo driver pushing hard here, setting his fastest lap of the race, both Whale and Dawson. Whale with a 32.8, Dawson with a 33.1. So Whale has the momentum here, but can he make the move heading into the hairpin for the final time? He's got the Australian flag at the ready. They're looking for the checkered flag, and Adrian Hogan takes the checkered flag. Second place, Dawson holds off Peter Whale. Matthew Whale up into fourth position. Can he make it through the infield ahead of Robert Hogan? Yes, and holds on in the 96 card for fourth. Robert Hogan, well, he's come through the field twice, only getting to fifth place on both occasions. Eric Reeves is the next card through with McCabe, Wikes, Bullman and Barry one lap down. So some great driving here in Tag Restricted, sponsored by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, of course, stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear, along with electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, proud sponsors of Grenfell Kart Club. As we get set for the completion of Clubman, brought to you by Caltex Grenfell, and looking like they're formed up now for a start. Looking for a start this time by Mitchell Croke, had the lead when the red flag was brought out. He leads them away here to restart the race. So Croke, Delamont, Gattenby up into third, then it's back to Delamont, who makes Delamont is back there in second, then it's Gattenby working their way around into the hairpin. Croke is your race leader. Croke, then it's Delamont. Behind him is Gattenby in the 77. Across the line, then it's Otter in the 2. O'Mealy in the 7. Darren Miller in the 71 sits back there in 6th position with Post. Then it's back to Tab Brad Miller, Craig Talby, Benjamin Boots, and Thomas Shade. So it's the combined districts driver of Mitchell Crook who leads from Grenfell's Mitchell Jackson Delamont, and then it's back to the Sapphire Coast Mitchell Gattenby, Canberra's Bruce Otter, and then it's Grenfell's Peter O'Mealy with Darren Miller from Wagga. The first of the Wagga drivers, Brendan Post and Brad Miller back behind him. Benjamin Boots from Griffith is then followed by Craig Talby and from Dubbo with Thomas Shade from Wagga, rounding out the running order. So Croke sits out there in front, his lead just now on 0.4 of a second. Last lap, quickest of the race for Croke, a 32.854, 0.02 of a second quicker than Jackson Delamont. So, thank you. As they work their way around the infield, once again, it's Delamont. Croke. Crook leading the way from Delamont 2. As he heads down the back straight once again, Mitchell Croke, Delamont, Gattenby, Otter, Miller getting past O'Mealy now. So the Wagga driver makes it 5 different clubs represented in the top 5 here of this Clubman. Heat number 1. Croke now completes lap number 5. The rerun here will be 7 laps in total. And Croke leading Delamont, Gattenby, Otter. Then it's back to Miller, O'Mealy, Post. Still trying to close up some ground on O'Mealy. Brad Miller, Benjamin Boots, Talby and Shade rounds out the running order. So, as the leader, Croke comes through, has got past now Delamont, also getting past Gattenby in the back marker, Thomas Shade, who goes the lap down. So the white flag out, and Mitchell Croke has controlled this one right from the very start as they work their way through the infield for the final time. Mitchell Croke will take the checkered flag and the victory in Heat 1 of Clubman, sponsored by Caltex Grenfell. So, Mitchell Croke takes the victory from Jackson Delamont, Mitchell Gattenby, then it's back to Bruce Otter, Darren Miller, Peter O'Mealy holding on ahead of Brendan Post, then it's Brad Miller, Benjamin Boots in the 99, Craig Tailby in the 68, rounding out the runners on the leader's lap, with Thomas Shade in the 11 cart, the one lap down. So some great racing there, brought to you by Caltex Grenfell, the Clubman class. Now, a quick message out to anyone, if they have got any spare handheld 40-channel radios. The club is having some technical difficulties here today with their radio units, and they're asking if anyone has a spare 40-channel handheld radio, could you bring it down to the canteen, please? Anyone with a spare handheld 40-channel radio, could you please bring it down to the canteen? The club is having has had some technical difficulties and needs some additional radio units. So if you can help out, it would be most appreciated. Looking at the cadets coming out onto the circuit. Cadets sponsored by... In fact, it's the Cadet P-Platers, sponsored by Reece Plumbing in Young. Reece is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies in Australia. Reece stock an extensive range of plumbing products as well as building products ranging from solar, gas and electric hot water units and all roofing requirements. Reece Plumbing over there in Young, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. So as the Cadet P-Platers head out to kick off the Festival of the Kids, we'll have the rookies up next, followed by Sportsmen, then it's Junior National, Senior National, Cadets and Clubman Heavy, making up the rest of this round of racing. So it'll be Chelsea Assay in the three cart who'll start from the pole. Then it's Mark Selms in the 28, Mia Bolton in the 23, Tilly Dunbar in the 11, Madison Jess in the 1, Anthony Lofts in the 13, Cooper Allen in the 2, Josh Sargent in the 74, and Riley Woolner in the 8. A great number of cadets here for the Festival of the Kids. This cadets class just made up of P-plate drivers, which are all drivers who have done less than 3 race meetings, and is going to give them all a chance to race against people with a similar level of experience. And as you can see, just bringing it down, they've been told to form up and make sure you come round to the start line very slowly, and they've achieved that first goal. Mark Selms getting the jump on the outside of the front row. Chelsea SA just needing to pick up the pace a bit quicker as she finds herself swamped off the start-finish line. As a contact further at the front of the field. And now a number of these drivers getting together. One nose cone coming off. I think that might be on the 11 cart. No, in fact, it's not. It's the 74 of Josh Sargent that... came into that incident a little bit late, and he's lost his nose cone, so he pulls his cart off to the side of the circuit. Hopefully not too serious a damage. There is the leader. Mark Selms works his way through to complete lap number one. So lap one in the book. Selms leads the way. Second place now is the two cart of Cooper Allen. Back to Mia Bolton, then it's Tilly Dunbar, Riley Woolner. Further back then, the 13 card of Anthony Lofts, followed by the 1 card of Madison Jess and Chelsea Assay rounding out the field. So Josh Sargent, the only card that has failed to make it through for lap number one. Cadet P-Platers, brought to you by Reece Plumbing Supplies. Leader, under a little bit of pressure here, as Cooper Allen in the 2 starts to work on the back bumper. Allen just catching up through the infield, but then Selms very confident as the... red flag are out now, so we've got another red flag on the circuit. and the field will come in. Now, there are just a couple of those carts have cut through here. So, hopefully Josh Sargent is okay, just getting some treatment there behind the tyre barriers at the flag point number 3. As the cadet P-plates are heading back to pit lane. I'd like to thank all the great sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Major sponsors, Reece Young, the Canberra Car Shed, Gordon Garland and Moffat in Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, the Caltex Service Station in Grenfell, Crutches IGA Grenfell, the Grenfell Bowling Club, and Grenfell Quality Meats. Also, thanks to the support from Emu Creek Motorcycles, motorcycle repair specialists in Grenfell, the Pit Stop Bookshop for all your motoring books and DVDs, Bow Repair Grenfell for everything in tyres, Louisa Locker, Women's Fashions, Jan Parlitz, Country Experience Giftware, CJ Anderson & Co., the agents with the experience, Grenfell Commodities, bulk in the bag grains, Lotus Coaches, your local bus line, Aston & Joyce, Milton Brothers Earth Moving, Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out, Artie Grenfell, boutique giftware, Railway Hotel, good cold beer, and the Grenfell Post Shop for all your stamps and stationery. Proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Post in the 66 card leads them across the start finish line as we are racing here in the rookies. Working their way through to turn number 2. And already a change at the front of the field as Ryan Johnson in the 98 leads the way through the S's and onto the back straight for the first time. So Post, who was the pole sitter now, getting shuffled back as a dive up the inside, and Jet Bennett will lead heading through the infield. So three different leaders here in the opening part of the race. Jet Bennett, the official leader at the start finish line. Bennett leading the way. Well, I've got, interestingly, it's saying Harrison Kilpatrick up there in second. I was sure that was Ryan Johnson, but it's Kilpatrick in second position now, with Skelton in third. Then it's Johnson back in fourth place as the leaders mix it up again, and this time it's Kilpatrick who's up into the lead. So the 34 leading the way, Kilpatrick from Bennett, Skelton nose to tail the top three. Then it's back to Johnson, Everingham, Post, Kane, Rodwell, Chancellor, Woolner, Lavely, Dunbar, Cohen round out the running order. But the battle is at the front of the field, where Kilpatrick has the fastest lap of the race so far. No, in fact, it's Cameron Skelton who has the fastest lap of the race, the 37.5 to Kilpatrick's 37.8. But now with Kilpatrick one lap clean out in front, not pulling away at all from Jet Bennett, the Orange Car Club driver, but he has got that time down now to a 37.05. Skelton in third place, going better again, 37.03. So Skelton, although back in third place, has been the fastest driver on the circuit so far, doing a great job here in this early running of the rookies, brought to you by Emu Creek Motorcycles. Bennett makes the pass on Kilpatrick through the infield once again. So Bennett now to the front. He's the first into the 36s. A 36.3 for Jet Bennett. That's a fantastic lap from the youngster, Jet Bennett. a 36.3. The lap record here is held by Luke Wrigley, who of course has now moved up into the juniors, but a 35.516, the lap record around the Grenfell circuit, which he set last year. Blue flags out now for the 17 of Jesse Mayne Waring, as Jet Bennett pulls away at the front of the field now. The 36.4, the last time by for Jet Bennett. Kilpatrick at 36.6, and a 36.4 once again for Cameron Skelton. So Skelton very fast, but not having the track position. He'll try to make the move now up the inside of Kilpatrick, but just can't quite make the pass. So Cadet Pease will be now next, as across the line, six laps down, Jet Bennett leads the way from Kilpatrick and Skelton. Skelton still very quick there, but just now being held up by Kilpatrick in the 34 cart. Further back, an interesting battle here. Rodwell, Chancellor, Woolner, Lavely, Cohen, all nose to tail. They're battling it out for 8th position, and they are 8 seconds behind the leader, Jet Bennett, who is now coming across the line to complete lap number 7. So Bennett across the line. Kilpatrick still sits in 2nd from Skelton. Skelton last lap, a 36.18. Now just his time dropping off that of the front two. Jet Bennett's fastest lap, a 36.087. And for Kilpatrick, a 36.078. Race leader, Jet Bennett across the start-finish line. And here's a chance for Skelton now. Kilpatrick just got a little bit out of shape, heading on to the front straight, but has got the momentum. Oh, runs off into turn number 2. Can Skelton do something as they head into the back straight? Jet Bennett continues to lead as the white flag is at the ready for the leader in car number 4. The battle is for 2nd, and it's still Kilpatrick holding off Skelton in the 75. Kilpatrick and Skelton. Skelton to the inside of Kilpatrick now. Can't make the move. Kilpatrick, who ran wide on that previous lap, doesn't make the same mistake this time as they head through the S's and onto the back straight. For the final time, Jet Bennett has got a handy lead and no traffic in front of him. 2nd place, Kilpatrick and Skelton coming to the infield. And Skelton now just dropping off. Checkered flag is at the ready. But Jet Bennett's going to get an extra lap in here, as the checkered flag is out now. So Bennett takes the victory from Kilpatrick, Skelton, Everingham, Johnson. Then it's back to post. Kane, Rodwell, Chancellor, Cohen, Woolner. Further back then to Leve, Dunbar and Manwenning. One lap down, and interestingly, Skelton coming straight off the circuit there. So I think Skelton might have seen the checkered flag and has on the previous lap. So race leader, Jet Bennett, or the victory going to Jet Bennett in the 4. Rookies brought to you by Emu Creek Motorcycles. Great to have their support on board for the 2012 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Jet Bennett taking the win here in Rookies Heat number 1 from Kilpatrick and Skelton. Getting set for the restart now of the Cadet P Plates. So Cadet P Plates about to head out onto the circuit. And they just had the one lap completed before the restart. Before the red flag, I should say. So they'll start in single file order. And it will be Selms, I think, who was leading at the end of lap number one in that 28 card, who'll lead the way. And then it was Cooper Allen in the two, who'll start from position number two. So we'll get set for a start. 9 laps the distance here in the restart of Cadet P plates. So they're going to give them one more lap to get their tyres up to temperature. No, didn't let them go that time. They saw the one card a long way behind now. So it's, I think Selms and Bolton have decided that the race is on. So, bit of shenanigans here off the start of this restart. But it definitely looks like the drivers think they're racing, even if they didn't get the flag that time by. So it was Selms who brought them back to the green flag. I think Cooper Allen, though, has jumped him and taken the lead. So it's Allen who leads the way now. Allen, your race leader in cart number two. As they work their way, in fact, they're going to throw the re-grid flag out. So the Cadet P plate is just showing their inexperience here. And we will have a restart on the circuit. Now that's the 13 cart that's leading the way there. That's Madison Jess in the 13. It'll be an interesting test to see if the drivers actually know what the flags mean. The green with yellow V means that you'll have a restart on the circuit. And it'll be interesting to see if they know enough now to get back into formation. Of course, the next class out onto the circuit will be Sportsman. The Sportsman 125 category, proudly brought to you by Gordon Garland Moffat. So, right now, officials trying to get everyone to form back up into their running order. So, yellow flags out around the circle. Well, in fact, no, just the yellow flag and the green and yellow V. So Cadet P plates, well, I think they might be going to flag school as the red and white checkered now about to go out. So they're about to re-grid the Cadet P's here as, well, a couple of drivers following the instructions back to pit lane, and we will have the Sportsman 125 out on the circuit directly. Sportsman 125, of course, brought to you by Gordon, Garland and Moffat, who are proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firms offer the experience of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their areas of special interest. For all your legal needs, call Gorlin, Garland and Moffat today. As we get set to go racing once again here, the Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids, it is Sportsman out on the circuit. And of course, Sportsman brought to you by Gordon, Garland and Moffat. So, looking good for a start. We'll look at the formation lap here. Jackson Delamont in the 48 will start from the pole. Mitchell Gattenby in the 77 starts from position number 2. Lindsay Marlowe starts in the 27 out of 3. Billy Sagoras in the 4 starts out of position number 4. Then it's Greg Woolner, Brett Maho, Andrew Fife, and Aidan Cummings, James Marquez, Andrew Cummings. Was away and a racing. Good start at the front by Jackson Delamont. Delamont leading them down into turn number 2. Stacks on the mill a bit further back in the pack as the heavies get underway as well further back down the field. Oh, big pile up into turn number 3. Carts running over each other as they work their way up through the infield. The leaders are working around the 48 of Delamont. Leads the way. Marlowe back there in second position. So Marlowe doing a good job working up. I was wondering if it's Eddie Ruiz that might have been in third position there. As off the circuit now, the 7 cart makes his way. So that will be Mark Fitzland. Fitzland off the circuit after lap number 1. So Lindsay Marlowe in the 27 sits in second position now ahead of Nick Cummings, Mitchell Gattenby, Greg Woolner, Brett Marlowe, Aidan Cummings. James Marquez has got past Billy Sagoras. Further back there's some great battles in the pack. Nicholas Bloodworth now looking to make a move on Andrew Hemphill in the 51. Looks like he might have completed that into turn number 2. Leaders are onto the infield once again. Jackson Delamont pulling away from Lindsay Marlowe. Marlowe has got the 14 of Nick Commons right behind him though, with the 77 of Gattenby not far behind. Brett Marlowe's made the pass on Greg Woolner, so he's now up into fifth position. As further back in the pack, there is a number of carts just chopping and changing through every corner. Race leader through the infield again. Looks like Lindsay Marlowe is starting to close in on Jackson Delamont. That gap was 0.39 of a second. Last time round, it's 0.28 this time round. So Delamont's lead is being eaten into as Lindsay Marlowe. Nick Cummings sits back there in third. He's 0.4 of a second behind Marlowe, 0.7 of a second behind the race leader. As they work their way up through the infield once again, Delamont onto the back marker. No, it was Marlowe who made the pass on Delamont. Delamont making the pass immediately back through the infield then. And Delamont continues to lead at the front of the field. 69 of Peter Beaton having a good battle now with James Marquez in the 56. Delamont continues to lead as they go through the S's. Lindsay Marlowe and Delamont nose to tail. Oh, further back in the pack as they went through the infield, through the first of the left-handers. It looks like Aidan Cummings, he'll lose 2 spots there to Greg Woolner. No, he holds on to that other spot. Sagoras can't get past him. So back marker that's going to play a factor in this race is the 33 of Warren Hall. So blue flags for the 33 as Delamont continues to hold off the charge by Lindsay Marlowe. That battle just tapering off a fraction now, but the back marker of Hall could prove to be a wild card here as we are about to complete lap number 8. So into the hairpin now. Delamont catching up onto the back of the 33. Hall, well, Hall blocking, not intentionally, but just held up Marlowe that time as Delamont made the lunge through the infield. So blue flags should have been out for the 33. to give him some warning that the leaders were coming. Unfortunately, he now has affected our battle at the front of the field. White flag at the ready as the 48, Jackson Delamont, comes to the start-finish line. Delamont leading the way from Marlowe. Cummins, then it's back to Gattenby. Brett Marlowe, then the next cart through, who's just ahead of Aidan Cummings in the 8 cart. Woolner falling back from that battle with Segoras, also now ahead of Andrew Cummings. Beaton is holding off Andrew Fife. Checkered flag at the ready as the leader, Jackson Delamont, comes through to take the checkered flag. The Grenfell driver takes the win ahead of Orange's Lindsay Marlowe. Nick Cummings from Orange through in the West Lime cart. Then it's Mitchell Gattenby from the Sapphire Coast ahead of Brett Marlowe, another of the Orange competitors here. Aidan Cummings, another of the West Lime entries, in sixth position. Then it's back to Woolner, Segoras, Cummings, Beaton. It's Andrew Cummings in the 58. Then it's back to Beaton, Fife, Westcroft. John McCabe, the Canberra driver, was the next one through. Behind him, Greg Williams, Eddie Ruiz, Nick Bloodworth, James Marquez, Andrew Hemphill, and Warren Hall, one lap down. So, Sportsman, 125 in the book for Gordon, Garland, and Moffat. Of course, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Up next, it'll be that rerun, the second attempt to get the Cadet P-platers out onto their circuit and completing their run. Then it'll be Junior National Heavy, followed by Senior National, the Cadets, and Clubman Heavy, rounding out the first round of heats. As we get set for the third running now of the Cadet P-platers, hopefully they'll stay in formation until the starter drops the flag. They're in formation now, getting set for a start. And I think you'll find it's Selms who will start from the pole in the 28. Watch for the 2 and the 13 of Allen and Lofts. Been very quick so far. We're underway in racing. Selms leads the way as they head down the front straight, getting this race back underway. Around into turn number 2. They work through into turn number 3 now, and Selms looks like he's got a handy buffer at the front of the field. Allen in second position in that 2 cart. The 13 of Lofts was very quick when he was out there previously. Can he start to cut through the field though as they work their way to the start finish line to complete their first lap of heat? Well, the first lap of heat number 1, take 3. Lofts is up to second. In fact, Lofts looking to make a move on Allen as they work their way down into the turn number 2. So Lofts and Allen. There's Selms back to third already. So as the leader heads into the hairpin, it is Cooper Allen in cart number 2 who leads the way through the infield and towards the start-finish line. Lofts in the 13, Allen now in the 2 cart, then it's back to Selms in the 28, Bolton in the 23 is the next cart through, with the 11 of Dunbar starting to make a move on the 23 cart. Riley Woolner in the 8, Madison Jess in the 1, and in the 3 is Chelsea Assay, who has now one lap down. So Anthony Lofts in the 13, ahead of Cooper Allen, the 2 Canberra drivers, just holding their lead and advantage over the orange driver of Mark Selms. Then it's the Canberra driver of Mia Bolton, followed by Orange's Tilly Dunbar. Then it's Riley Woolner from Griffith. So as leaders head back into turn number three, rest of the field coming through the start-finish line now. That pack led by Mia Bolton. So three laps down here as the Cadet P Platers. Leader, Anthony Lofts, a 43.3 last lap, 40.8 on this lap just gone. So Anthony Lofts really starting to get some speed and confidence together. So a 48 for Cooper Allen drops him back into the clutches of Mark Selms, who just did a 44.6. So, white flag, I think, at the ready this time by, as the leader is about to put the three a second lap down. 13 coming through is Anthony Lofts. White flag is out, and Lofts Anthony Lofts, then it's Cooper Allen in second position. Mark Selms in the 28 car comes through in third. But the leader is certainly showing some great speed here. Checkered flag at the ready for the 13P of Anthony Lofts, who will take the victory in this first heat of the Cadet P Platers. Leader comes to the checkered flag now. Anthony Lofts takes the victory. Lofts takes the win. Second position, Cooper Allen in the 2P. So great drive there by Allen. Then it's back to Selms in the 28, who comes home in third. Mia Bolton will come home in fourth. As the checkered flag out also for Chelsea Assay. So Assay just taking the checkered flag then two laps down on the leaders. Mia Bolton home ahead of Dunbar, Woolner, Jess. And that is the P-plated Cadets, brought to you by Reece Plumbing Supplies. Reece Plumbing Supplies, proud sponsors of the Cadets here in the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Junior National Heavy is up next. Of course, we'd like to thank all the great sponsors and supporters of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club, which includes Reece and Young, the Canberra Kart Shed, Gordon Garland, Moffat, Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, Caltech Service Station in Grenfell, Crutches IGA Grenfell, Grenfell Bowling Club, Grenfell Quality Meats, and supporting sponsors the Emu Creek Motorcycles, Pit Stop Bookshop, Bow Repairs Grenfell, Louisa Locker, Jan Parlitz, CJ Andersons and Co., Grenfell Commodities, Loaders Coaches, Aston and Joyce, Milton Brothers Earth Moving, Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club, RD Grenfell, Railway Hotel, and the Grenfell Post Shop. We thank them all for their great support of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Up next, it's Junior National Heavy, heat number one. So Junior National Heavy, it's Benjamin Tredier off the pole from Wagga. Braden Boots in the 30 from Griffith. Then it's Jacob Armstrong in the 47. Jared Whitty in the 90. Jared Prendergast in the 9. Tori Amos in the 8. The 18 is Jamie Lee Scorgie. There's Jack McCoy in the 91. Jamie Prendergast in the 23. Jacob Fripp in the 75. Jack Croning in the 59. Brendan Shard in the 10. And James Croxton in the 55 rounds out the 13 starters in heat number one. Getting set for a start this time by Benjamin Traher and Braden Boots. Away and racing, and it's Traher who gets the start. Up into second position, Armstrong makes a good move as well as they head into turn number two. It is Traher who is leading the way. Second place, Armstrong just got shuffled back a spot there going into turn number two. Race leader Traher finds pressure up the inside and a good pass made. That time it looks like Braden Boots is your new race leader in cart number 30 as he heads down. No, it's the 90 cart, in fact, of Jared Whitty. So Whitty up into the lead now from Armstrong. Traher, Scorgie making a good move through the pack. Croning, then it's Boots in the 30. Fripp, Amos, McCoy, Prendergast, Jared, and then it's Jamie Prendergast, Schrade and Croxton rounding out the running order. So cut off the circuit there. Further back in the pack, I can't pick up the number from here, but it's Junior National Heavy Heat number one. As the leader, Jared Whitty has a half a second advantage at the front of the field. Then it's Armstrong, Scorgie now with Croning. Scorgie to the inside of Armstrong, and Scorgie makes the pass in the Yass firewood supply entry. Also Croning from Dubbo gets up into third position now as Armstrong drops back two spots. So the Dubbo driver of Croning doing a great job in the 59, getting through the field quite smoothly here early in the race. The 90 of Whitty continues to lead. Scorgie 0.9 of a second behind the leader as Croning looks to go up the inside, but Scorgie is closing that gap at the front of the field. Four laps about to be completed as Whitty leading the way. Scorgie in second. Then it's back to Croning. Croning in the 59, just a half a cart length between himself and Scorgie as the gap, which was 0.9 of a second last lap between Whitty and Scorgie, is now down to 0.2 of a second. And now Scorgie looking to make a move going into turn number two. No, pulls back into line. Croning also looking to have a challenge as they come to the S's and then head towards turn three and onto the back straight. Scorgie gets to the inside and Scorgie just doesn't have the momentum. Yes, she does. And Scorgie will make the pass on Whitty, following him through. Following her through will be Jack Croning in the 59. So it's Scorgie leading the way. The Yass Firewood Supplies card out in front of Croning from Dubbo. Then it's Griffiths, Whitty. Then it's back to Fripp from Canberra with Armstrong. Amos from Grenfell. Traher, Boots, Prendergast, Trade, Croxton, then Jared Prendergast. It's Jack McCoy, that cart that's off just at the entry to the S's. So unfortunate for Jack McCoy there in the 91 cart. Scorgie, as lap number 6 goes into the books. Oh! You had it. Scorgie leading the way now. Race leader is still Scorgie with Croning back there in second position. Croning looking to the inside of Scorgie as they come through the infield. Race leader Scorgie White flag out now. Scorgi holding off the charge from Croning. Witty back there in third, and Croning makes the move going into turn number two. So Scorgi has made the move back, heading into the S's. Croning now, white flag is out. Leader heads down into the hairpin once again. Croning up the inside of Scorgi, but Scorgi has the lead. Scorgi holding on, and checkered flag to Jamie Lee Scorgi. Jack Corning next. Then it's back to Witty. Fripp. Further back to Armstrong. Then it's Amos, Trahir, Prendergast, Schrade, Boots, Croxton, Jared Prendergast is the final cart across the line for the checkered flag. So Jamie Lee Scorgi takes the victory there. See National Light getting set for a start here in the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial. Heat number one, Brent Logan in the 15 will start from the pole. Bradley Roberts in the 27 starts out of position number two. Lachlan Schneider in the 14 starts out of position number three. Daniel Chenney in the 33 starts out of position number four. 36 is Thomas Hearn. Lawrence Doran in the 71. John Horsburgh in the 61. That's Graham Abbott in the 11. Bruce Otter in the 70. Max Labert in the 45. 21 is Peter Selms. As we're away and racing, Logan gets a great start in the 15 car. Going up with him is Schneider in the 14 as they head down into turn number 2. A bonsai move going down into turn 2. Trying to make the move. I think that was Shenny in the 33 car. As they work their way through at the S's and into turn number 3 down the back straight now. And great run here as they work their way up into the infield for the first time. It is going to be a new race leader. It's Chenny in the 33 who leads the way. From Bradley Roberts, Logan shuffled back to third place now. As Horsburgh, then Schneider, then Horsburgh, Hearn, Doran, Selms, Otter, Lawson, Abbott, Elise, and Labutt is the running order. So as the leader, Daniel Chenney, opens up a very comfortable margin after just two laps. Race leader, Chenney, further back. The pack is quite ferocious. And Logan now gets himself ahead of Schneider. So off the circuit, I missed that, but off the circuit is the 27 of Bradley Roberts, who was running second at the time. So frustration for him, but it does mean we've got a great battle for second place now. Logan ahead of Schneider. Horsburgh and Hearn with Otter into that battle as well. The 15 cart of Logan just trying to keep it as smooth as he can. Daniel Chenney though well out in front. Chenney leading the way from Logan. Then it's Schneider, Horsburgh. Now Otter up the inside of Hearn to take fifth position as they work down into turn number two once again. And Logan, just with enough breathing room. Horsburgh has got past Schneider now, so 61 is going to be putting the pressure on the 15 for second spot as they head down the back straight this time. And Logan runs wide, coming out of the hairpin, falls back through into single file as they work their way through the infield. Otter now up into fourth position. So Otter looking to make a move on the back of Horsburgh as he's made the position, the positional pass on Schneider. So all the while, Daniel Chenney out in front. He just did a 36.8, his best a 36.7. When you look at the lap record for Senior National Light, it's a 35.1. So race leader, Daniel Chenny, across the line once again. Half race distance now completed by your race leader in the West Truss, Birch's EFI cart. Chenny, followed by Logan, who has got Otter making the pass on him. So Bruce Otter putting the pressure on in third place now. Horsburgh shuffled back to fourth. Then it's Schneider, Hearn, Doran, Selms, Lawson, Elise, Abbott, Labutt is the running order. So Chenny in the top cart across the start-finish line once again. Otter makes the move through the infield on Logan. And Otter, who from memory is running super heavies here, is up into second position. Daniel Chenny from Orange, well out in front. So Chenny, your race leader, from Bruce Otter. Then it's back to Logan, Horsburgh, Schneider, Doran, Hearn, Selms, Lawson, Elise, Abbott and Labutt. Lap 7 in the book now for Daniel Chenny. What can Otter do? He's looking to close up a 10.7 second lead that Chenny has established here. Logan back there in third position. Hall in the 61 cart, still trying to keep the pressure on. But at the moment, it is no pressure on Daniel Chenny, who completes lap number 8. Otter in second position. Logan in third. Horsburgh in fourth. A gap back then to Schneider. Then it's Doran and Hearn who are going to battle out this last remaining two laps. Doran has got the 36 of Hearn right on his back bumper now. Looks to the inside and Hearn will make the pass. So Hearn goes up into sixth position. White flag is out. Daniel Chenny in the 33. Leading comfortably. His gap out to 11 seconds, so Otter not able to close up that gap on the previous lap. He comes across the line now, and Chenny, who is lapping in the 36 and a half second bracket, Otter 37.3, Logan in the 37.3s as well. Turns back to Horsburgh, Schneider, Hearn, Doran, Elise, Tony Lawson, Peter Selms, Abbott and Labutt rounds out the running order. So Daniel Chenny dominating heat number one. He just cruises across the line. A 39 second last lap. Otter comes home in second. A good drive by the super heavy. Ahead of Grenfell's Brent Logan ahead of John Horsburgh. Then it was Hearn. Schneider dropping back a spot. Doran further back to Elise. Selms and Abbott getting past Lawson, who's made a mistake on that last lap, as well as Max Labutt getting up past Lawson as well. So senior national in the book, as the cadets will be up next. This is the 2012 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids Nationals, brought to you by Crutches IGA. The cadets out on the circuit now, as Brake Fardell in the 11 cart will lead the way. Taylor Harness in the 7. Then it's Cody Bircher, Rowan Fripp, Lily Bowditch, Jaden Boulding, Kobe Elliott, Peter O'Brien, Thomas Sargent and Finlay Allen makes up the running order as we get set for a start. Farley brings them to the line and Farley gets a good jump on the inside of the front row. Going with him is Bircher. Both Bircher up into second position now as they head into turn number 2. All single file, good move back further in the field. Thomas Sargent starting to make his way, slicing his way through the field. As Sargent, someone's run wide there, dropping down towards the back of the pack, and it will be, I think maybe Finlay Allen who might have, no, it's the 7 card of Taylor Harness, who's lost a lot of ground that time by. So race leader is Fardell, then Bircher, Sargent, Fripp, Boulding, Bowditch, Elliot, Allen, O'Brien and Harness is the running order. So race leader, Brake Fardell, has got some hard charges behind him. Bircher and Sargent trying to close up the gap between themselves and the leader. The gap was 0.4 of a second on lap number one, as Sargent now is right on the back of Bircher, and they have closed up to 0.2 of a second, as now Bircher looks to the inside of Fardell going into turn number two, and I think Bircher has made the move, open the door, and Sargent follows him straight through. So Fardell now truffled back to third position as Bircher from Orange in the Bircher EFI cart leads the way. From Sargent in the Tegra entry from Grenfell. Oh, something coming off one of those carts at the front of the field. Not sure what that is. But it's Bircher who leads the way. Sargent now looking to set up for a move as they head down into turn number two. Can't quite make the pass. There's Bircher, Sargent, Fardell, Fripp, Boulding, Elliott, Bowditch, Allen, O'Brien and Harness is your running order. Interesting battle further back down the field as Bowditch and Allen have a good battle of their own. Leader though is still Bircher holding off Sargent as they head across the start-finish line to complete lap number four. Sargent again has a good run. Bircher just holds his line. Sargent to the inside into turn two, but Bircher runs it in deep and holds that position. Now Sargent tries a crossover move heading into the S's and will make the pass. Sargent now up into the lead of the race. Bircher back there in second. Fardell has closed in on the two front runners as Fardell tries to make a move on Bircher, but Sargent out in front has a cart length advantage as they come across the line. The Tegra card leading the way from Bircher in the Bircher EFI entry, followed by Fardell in the Mr. HDT race cars entry. Sits back there in third, trying to make a move on Bircher now. Bircher under plenty of pressure as Fardell looks to the inside going into the hairpin. Bircher on the outside, Fardell on the inside, and Fardell can't make the pass. Sargent opening up his gap. It was about a cart length on the previous lap, 0.2 of a second in fact. This time by, the gap opens up to half a second. So the battle for second is certainly costing those two drivers a chance at keeping up with Thomas Sargent, who leads the way. Sargent leading from Bircher, Fardell, Fripp, Boulding, Allen, Elliott, Bowditch, O'Brien and Harness is the running order here as the leaders head back through the infield. Now, it looks like Sargent lost a little bit of ground that last lap. His gap was 5.26 of a second. This time across the line it's 3.60 as Bircher has managed to close up that gap. Looking to the inside, going into turn number two, and that cost Bircher quite a bit of ground. Puts him back into the clutches of Fardell now. Battle for fourth, Fripp and Boulding continues on, and that is becoming an interesting battle as well as the leaders head through the infield. Fardell up the inside of Bircher, and Fardell makes the move back up into second position. What can this Boulding and Fripp battle do? Fripp holding off Boulding for the moment. Boulding gets a good run onto the back, onto the front straight, I should say. As Fardell and Bircher continue their battle at the front of the field. That's giving Sargent the chance to skip away. White flag is out this time by for the 47 of Thomas Sargent. Sargent through the infield now, makes his way around the first of the left-handers. Then through the second, towards the right-hander, onto the start-finish curve. Sargent leading, Fardell second, Bircher third, Fripp holding off, Boulding for the moment. Bircher looking to try and make a move as they head towards the S's and then into turn three. Through the S's now, Bircher just loses a bit of ground to Fardell as they come down the back straight. Race leader heads through the S, and Thomas Sargent will take the victory. Fardell holds on. And Fardell will hold on to second position as Sargent takes the win. Butcher is third. Then it's back. Fripp doing a good job staying ahead of Boulding. Further back then will be Finlay Allen. Solid run for the cart number two. Behind Allen, then the 15 of Elliott, Lily Bowditch. They had a good battle right throughout that race, with Taylor Harness getting ahead of Peter O'Brien in the final stages. So some great racing there by the cadets. Heat number one in the book, brought to you by Rhys Plumbing in Young. Of course, we'd like to also thank Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young. Mad Harry's Powerhouse has the widest range of hands and power tools in the region. Drop into their Young showroom and see the Mad Fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Clubman Heavy, heat number one. Ryan Galvin led the first five laps of this race, but he's been shuffled back to Michael Hazelton, and Galvin's slowing. He's off the circuit now. So a problem with that cart leaves Hazelton out in front. Second place, Warwick Norris now making the move past O'Brien to Rogers. Pedersen, Crawford, King, Withers. Then it's back to Thompson, McAuliffe and Jones rounding out the running order. So Hazelton in the 48 has a 1.4 second advantage as he works his way down into the hairpin. Race leader, Hazelton, looks like his lead advantage is starting to diminish as Norris is on a bit of a charge. He took 0.3 of a second out of Hazelton's lead on that last lap as DeRogers makes the move on O'Brien for third place, and DeRogers now up into third in the underground mobile cart. So as the leader heads through to the infield once again, his lead 1.1 from Warwick Norris. The Sydney Kart Racing Club entry is on a charge here. Clubman Heavy action, heat number one at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Clubman Heavy, of course, brought to you by the Caltex Grenfell. So Hazelton, has he got enough left in that cart to be able to hold off a very hard charging Warwick Norris, who has got half a second almost quicker than him on the previous two laps. DeRoger ahead of O'Brien as the white flag is out. Blue flag's out ahead as the back marker, Sebastian Jones, is going to prove to be a factor here. Hazelton will want to try and get him as quickly and smoothly as possible. Norris will be looking for that little bit of hesitation from Hazelton to try and get the pass done. He gets out of the way, Jones, that time, which gives Hazelton a clean run. Norris still trying to close in, but Michael Hazelton will take the checkered flag, and Hazelton takes the victory here in Heat 1 of Clubman Heavy. Norris home in second, DeRogers in third, O'Brien, then it's Pedersen, Crawford, King, Withers, then it's back to Mikhailov, who's ahead of Thompson with Sebastian Jones. One lap down. Ryan Galvin, as we mentioned, led the first five laps of the race, but unfortunately was out of the running soon after. Clubman Heavy, brought to you by the Caltex Servo, situated at the end on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and the Main Street. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you can call in and see Stephen Trudy before you head home to fill up with all the essentials of the road trip. The Caltex at Grenfell has been a long-standing and proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.